The Idol, a 2023 HBO drama series created by Sam Levinson, Abel the Weekend Tesfaye, and Reza Fahim, was one of the most anticipated television events of its year. With its provocative premise, high-profile creators, and pop star Lily Rose Depp in a leading role, it was expected to capture the cultural zeitgeist. Instead, it quickly became one of the year's most high-profile failures, criticized for its messy narrative, gratuitous content, and inability to resonate with audiences despite its glossy production. This is TV Casualty, The Idol. The show followed Jocelyn, a troubled pop star played by Depp, as she attempted to revive her career after a public breakdown. Her path crosses with Tedros, a manipulative nightclub owner portrayed by Tesfaye, whose influence on Jocelyn spirals into a toxic and exploitative relationship, billed as a dark exploration of fame, power, and control within the music industry. The Idol sought to position itself as a daring, boundary-pushing examination of contemporary celebrity culture. From the start, the show was mired in controversy. Originally announced as a collaborative project between Tesfaye and HBO, The Idol underwent significant changes during production. Its original director, Amy Simetz, exited amid reports of creative differences, and Levinson stepped in to rework the series. Rumors swirled that the revamped vision leaned heavily into sensationalism, sidelining the nuanced themes the project initially promised. By the time it aired, much of the discussion surrounding the series focused less on its content and more on its troubled production history. When the series debuted, it was met with polarizing reactions. While some praised the cinematography and Depp's performance, others found the show exploitative and shallow. Critics noted that its exploration of celebrity culture felt overly simplistic, offering little new insight into the pressures and pitfalls of fame. The depiction of Jocelyn's character, in particular, drew criticism for relying on overt sexualization without providing the depth necessary to make her arc compelling or empathetic. Adding to the criticism was Tesfaye's portrayal of Tedros. While Tesfaye's involvement as both a co-creator and actor initially generated excitement, his performance was widely panned, with many describing it as wooden and lacking the charisma needed to bring the character to life. The dynamic between Tedros and Jocelyn, intended to be darkly seductive, came across to many as uncomfortable and unconvincing, further alienating viewers. The Idol struggled to maintain its audience, with viewership dropping sharply after its premiere. Social media buzz surrounding the series was often negative, with viewers criticizing its explicit content and uneven pacing. What was intended to be a provocative commentary on stardom increasingly felt like an unfocused attempt to shock for the sake of attention. By the time HBO announced the show's early conclusion after just 5 episodes, it was clear that The Idol had failed to live up to its initial promise. The show's reception also highlighted broader industry debates about the balance between artistic freedom and audience engagement. Levinson, known for his work on Euphoria, faced criticism for what some saw as an over-reliance on style and shock value at the expense of storytelling. The backlash against The Idol underscored the risks of prioritizing controversy over substance, particularly when tackling complex and sensitive subject matter. Despite its failure, The Idol remains a fascinating case study in modern television. Its collapse illustrates how even the most hyped projects can falter without a cohesive vision or a clear understanding of their audience. It also highlights the challenges creators face when trying to push boundaries in an era where viewers expect not just spectacle, but thoughtful storytelling. While The Idol may not have achieved the cultural impact it aimed for, it serves as a reminder that successful television requires more than ambition and star power. It demands resonance and authenticity.